Welcome Dion to the show once more.
Hello.
How's life going?
Life is good.
Last time I saw you about a week ago.
Yeah. Life's good. Work's going steady. Well, actually, that's a lie. Work has been going slow.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice for me, but it means I might get out of work soon.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, or they're just going to move me to a different department.
Best job.
Yeah, I've been working with vaccine, so, you know, they might move me back to testing, or maybe they'll keep me on vaccine as, like, one of the few people that I are kept on. Nice. They like me.
That's good. That's always good to have them like you.
Yeah.
For people who've only listened to the podcast, if you remember, Gian, we played Super Smash Bros. About a year ago, and that was the start. Like, that was like the thing that kind of began our Let's Play a couple months later. If you haven't watched that, I highly recommend it. And if you are watching that and listening to this, thank you. I really appreciate it, Christopher.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you, Matthew, Christopher.
Matthew.
Sometimes.
Matthew doesn't listen to the podcasts, but as for the Let's Plays, he's catching up on Super Mario Bros. 3.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, he's been doing it while, like, doing finals and stuff, but he's officially done with that.
Very good. So now he can focus on
watching our show. Yeah, and now we can get 2 views per video.
Yeah, thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I hope he's listening to this.
Maybe it's on the background for him.
Maybe. I'll title this episode for you, Christopher.
So have you like, maybe in the description, do they know what we're gonna do today?
Yeah, so maybe I should change the title to kind of indicate what we're doing today.
Maybe.
We are going to war, basically, over... Well, actually, no, that does not... Nah. I'm trying to think of a good title. Let's say... Well, it's going to be games again. There's no leaving that. It's audio, visual, live. If you want us to do a live show, and eventually, if we have, tons of viewers, we can do that.
Games are all I ever do.
It's all we were born to do.
Yep.
Guapo is underneath me wanting pets. If, for all of you who don't know, Guapo is Gianfranco's dog. And he's very loving.
Yeah, you might hear him bark every once in a while.
Or his footsteps. I doubt you hear his footsteps. I probably will edit that out. Yeah.
Or else you'll hear his clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack. So today, as you probably read in the description, besides the Life Now portion of this, we're going to be playing at least 3 games. We're going to be doing a best of 5. And for all of you who've seen our Let's Plays and seen me and Gianfranco go head-to-head, if you're making bets, you can probably put your money on Gianfranco, since I haven't really won any of those videos. Let's see. There was Battleship. I lost. There was the Pokemon trading card game. I lost. Any Smash Bros. I lost.
No, you won Sports Day.
I won the Super Bowl.
You won the Super Bowl, yeah.
You beat me in baseball off a bunt.
Yeah, because that was the only score or something.
Yeah. No, you hit a home run.
Oh, right.
That was it.
I got 3 people on base and then I hit a home run.
Yeah, and then I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I think I got a couple runs, but it wasn't enough. In the first inning, Gianfranco scored and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Like any other baseball game.
And then,
because the other ones, dodgeball, you completely killed my team,
right? But you beat Gian in soccer.
That was some good representation.
Yeah,
honestly.
That was good representation.
Yeah,
only time I'll ever get it.
Who knows?
Never.
I'm gonna look it up, see if there's a Gian out there in the world.
I'm sure there. Well,
no, I'm playing for the Italy team.
Ah, there's definitely plenty of Giancarlos.
Well, okay, but that's baseball.
True.
I'm just going to look at the Italian team roster because the Olympics are coming. I don't know if they made it to the Olympics. No, I don't want Italian food.
I mean, do.
Okay. Most people do. So first thing that popped up was Italian food. Second thing was Itachi from Naruto. I don't know why my search. I don't even look up Naruto, but that's literally the second thing on this after I put ITA.
There you go. It's just that popular.
It is. I never finished it.
Nerd culture. You don't need to finish it. It gets bad towards the end.
Does it?
Yeah.
I've seen highlights of the big final fight and everything, but that's about it.
I mean, there's plenty of good stuff in there, but there's just also really bad stuff. So,
And then I saw one episode of Boruto because Christopher was watching, and I just sat in. I'm like, who's this? Whose son is that? Whose daughter is that?
It's Boruto's dad's kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far, no.
I can imagine that not being a very good show.
There is
maybe
a Gion on the team.
Oh, really?
It's not John Franco, but it's Gianluigi. Like, it's literally Gion and then Luigi combined.
Oh, my
God. It's the goalkeeper.
Gianluigi.
Yep.
Good name.
Yeah. Man, that incorporates both you and Luigi. That's something. Let's see. Is he on the active roster?
He better be.
Huh. He's younger than us.
What? Really?
He's 22.
Huh. I'm 24, by the way, currently.
Yeah, give it a couple months.
Yeah.
I'll save this episode until past your birthday and just to prove you wrong.
You're going to have to wait a while.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm already missing this weekend's episode for like this and for the boys. So I need to get back on track of pumping out episodes.
Anyway, so the games we've decided on, we're playing a best of five using different games.
We had good ideas to start off with, and then it dwindled down to the first game being Rock, Paper, Scissors.
The second game is Tic-Tac-Toe.
Then we get interesting, and I'm guessing third should be Blackjack.
Third should be Blackjack.
Yep, and then game four is...
Liar's Dice.
Liar's Dice, and for all of you who don't know, like me a couple of minutes ago, it's from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Or it was in it. But
it was in the Pirates.
Based off an actual game.
Yeah, it's a fun game. You basically lie about the dice that you have. He doesn't know what dice I have, and I don't know what the dice he has, basically. And it's a guessing game that you also have to lie. Fun. And then for the last game, if we do get to game five, we have chess.
And I meant to say checkers, because I've been playing checkers a lot, and I've been doing decent at it. Chess, on the other hand, we'll see. You normally play bots, so I haven't played a human in chess in forever.
All right. So, for deciding who goes first,
we'll have the audience decide.
And it's too late.
I know.
I was going to say, whoever goes first in the... whoever loses the last game should go first in the next game.
Okay, that makes sense. And Rock, Paper, Scissors were going at the same time. So
exactly.
That works out.
Yeah.
I was about to say you should go first in Rock, Paper, Scissors, and then my mind's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's also no first in Blackjack, but nah, who cares?
Well, technically, there's dealer.
Yeah.
And then, so whoever's, I'm guessing, home team would be the dealer.
Okay, yeah.
That would make sense. We're breaking this up as we go along, as you can tell.
Yeah, which works.
Like most of the time.
All right, let's start this.
Okay, so we're going to be doing best 2 out of 3 in the Rock, Paper, Scissors match.
Because it's just that short.
Yeah. Bear with us. And then should we do the in front of the mic? That sounds weird. No, never mind.
Let's do it.
Okay, so in 3. Oh, wait, hold on. We're going on.
Shoot.
Okay. Right. Just wanted to be sure because everyone has it differently.
Yeah.
Comment, but wait, no, there's no comments down here. This is in YouTube.
Is it not?
No, because it's just people are going to listen to this on Apple or Spotify or Amazon. Okay, quick question. Who actually uses it? No one can answer this. Gosh dang it. But am I the only one who uses Amazon Music? Wait, no, Matthew uses it too. But
direct message us.
Direct message us. Yes. I'm talking to you, Christopher, the only one listening to this episode. Okay, so. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Dang it. Okay, so I went with scissors.
And I went with rock.
And as you should know, scissors beat rock.
No. All right, we're going to do this again.
I could literally lose game one right here.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Gosh dang it, I went with paper, he went with scissors.
Well, we tied the first one by going rock and rock.
Yeah, you could probably tell by us like saying it twice in a row.
And then, yeah. So I win game one.
So we never really say anything. So like the winner of this, is it just bragging rights or should we put some stakes on the line?
I mean, it's kind of late because I already have the...
I know, but just to make things interesting, like a good movie should do. You always bring the stakes in and raise them as things go on.
Let's do it for the stakes.
Loser buys stakes. Got it.
Loser buys meat and we can have a barbecue. in some point, but the loser has to buy the meat.
That sounds good.
Steaks, because it's the steaks.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I have advantage, so you have to be okay with that.
Yeah, I know. And like, based off my track record, mm-hmm. Depending on the steaks, because I could go to Costco.
It doesn't actually have to be steaks. You could buy, like, I don't know, like chicken thighs. Or...
Okay, so we'll just agree on a barbecue-ish type of day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that.
Cool.
A barbecue-ish type of day. That's going to be the title of the podcast. Just fool people.
Steaks for steaks.
Steaks for steaks. That's there the title go. Of the podcast. So next is tic-tac-toe. Hopefully I can draw this match even. I'm curious if
no,
we can
no.
get the chess.
I think for tic-tac-toe, we go until someone wins.
Okay.
Because cat's game, of course it's going to be a cat's game. So we just keep going until one of us wins. Because how else would we score a tie?
That's fair.
Yeah.
But imagine if like it just ends on the first
then one. Then it ends on the first one.
Okay, let's go with it. I'm going to...
Remember, you're starting first
slowly
because...
moving. Oh, no, I thought you went first since you won.
No.
Oh, I'm
you
going...
go first.
Okay, because I lost. That's yeah. fair. There's going to be a lot of me just rambling while I figure movement out. I probably shouldn't have made it that big on the paper.
It doesn't matter. I'm ending this quickly.
Probably a lot of childhood games. I mean, I remember times where we would just do tic-tac-toe just during class.
Should we describe what our moves are?
Oh, yeah. So I went X in the middle, and then...
I did O in a corner, and then
which
he did...
corner? There's four corners.
How am I supposed to describe that? The one closest to me.
So bottom right to you?
Yeah, bottom right to you, top left. Bottom right to me, top left.
I realize
to you.
This is meaningless because people are going to be hearing this in their ears. They don't know what your left or
orientation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no orientation in this.
We're facing each other.
Yeah, if that's not noted.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And no. Now I'm putting X in another corner. So far, as you can tell, no one's won yet.
I've blocked him once, and I will block him again.
This game is probably going to be a tie, unless I could do something brilliant.
Brilliant. No.
No, come on, give me what? Give it to me. Guapo distract him.
Impossible.
And just like that, I've made an L.
That's not even an L.
I know.
That's almost a Z.
Just like that, I've made a Z.
All right, so now it's my turn to go first.
You know, that's a nice... tic-tac-toe box.
And I've made an X in the corner.
And I'm putting an O in another corner.
And
see, I've stumped him. He doesn't know what to do now.
I'm out of options. What can I do?
There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I've put an X in the other corner.
I've made a mistake. But we shall see.
And I put an X in a third corner.
Hey, so... I just want people to know that we agreed on a barbecue type thing. It could be any meal of my choosing, right?
Any kind of meat. It could be...
Cool.
Oh, no. That's not a move.
I am technically not cheating.
That is not a move.
I put a circle in between two spaces.
And boom.
Oh, no.
Just like that, I have used the corner of one box to go like this.
Oh, no. He's defeated me once more. It's 2-0. Gianfranco, as based off any other game you've seen us do, it's quite sad, honestly.
I've defeated you in tic-tac-toe.
So Gianfranco is up 2-0, and I've learned nothing.
Well, maybe you can win blackjack.
Okay, so going a little tangent. I've been playing blackjack on Nintendo Switch for a bit. I'm usually winning, and by midway through, I start like losing my lead, and then I'm like, okay, all in. And then I have to get back into get like second place. I get greedy towards the end. So we'll see how we do here.
Do we even have things to bet? We have dice.
Yeah, we have dice. We'll bet the dice.
We'll bet the dice.
Yeah. Again, making this up as we go along.
All right. So since you...
Oh, I'm dealer then, huh?
Yeah. Here you go.
Are these shuffled already or shall I shuffle them?
You should shuffle them.
Okay. I'm not a very good shuffler, so my thing is...
Maybe I should shuffle, though.
Okay, cool. Here you go.
I can shuffle.
I can't do... Wait, hold on. Are you going to be doing the thing where it's like flipping together? Bring the mic. I want people to hear the shuffle.
Okay, this is first what I call the Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle.
Nice.
And then the second one, I can't do a bridge, by the way, if that's what you were asking.
Yeah. But you can bring the mic down. Satisfying.
There you go.
Thank you. That was very satisfying.
I'll try it one more time.
You don't have to. It's all good.
I'll try it once again, see if I can do a bridge good.
I'm on the bright side. People don't see it. They only hear it.
Yeah, but it sounds good. They could probably hear that that's pretty bad.
Oh, to me, it sounds good. Okay, so. Wait, I hand it to you first, then me. Oh, that's not bad. It's not bad at all.
So he's showing a 5, and I'm showing a 4.
Yes, and then. Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay. So, I'm going to bet 1 die. You have to bet a die at least, a minimum.
And I will bet a die. We have 3 dice each.
Yep. And then you want to hit, stand, double down.
I will.
Tempting.
I will hit.
Hit. There you go. He pulled a 7. And you want to hit or you want to stand?
I'm staying.
Okay. Well, let's see. What do I got? Okay. I have to count in my head. That's going to be a minute. I'm going to hit. Yeah, I'm gonna hit.
Ooh, you bust.
Yeah, I busted.
It's all right. I don't know if I was supposed to tell you, but I got a 21.
See, if you get a blackjack like on your first hand, then you would say.
Yeah, but I don't have to tell you.
You don't have to tell me. I kind of figured you got somewhere close. So I think as dealer, you have to keep going until
you bust or reach 17.
17. Yeah, 17.
Okay.
So you gain that.
Now I have 4 dice to 2.
Yep. And then I'll take these. So I can go all in and he doesn't really have to. But I'm just going to put in the 1 just to stay in the game. There you go. You got a king. Not bad.
And you have a jack.
Also not bad. Jack, queens, and kings. It's
They're all 10.
They're all 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Just. So what do you want? You want to stay? Hit?
I stay.
Double? Okay. And I too will stay.
All right.
I got a 20.
18.
I'll take that. And the game is tied.
Back to even.
Nice. Good hand. Good hand. I got it. Oh.
Should we rotate who's the dealer? Because I don't know if the dealer has the disadvantage. Because you don't really get to choose to hit or stay.
That's fair. Okay. We'll switch off now. So Gianfranco is now the dealer. And we both have 3 die. So I'm going to put 1 in.
And another 1 in.
Let's see, he's shuffling again. I got something. Okay. Also okay.
All right, now you get the choice of hitting or...
I'm going to hit. You know what? I'm going to stand and hope you bust.
All right. So he's showing 2 sevens and a face down. I have a 15. I bust.
Yes! I had a 16.
Nice.
Cool. Now I have advantage. You go. And now he's going to shuffle and then I'm going to become dealer.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you a card and myself a card. Give you a 2. Give myself a 10 or a king.
You cheater.
Who knows?
I'm kidding. I will hit.
Okay. Gave him a 6. Are you going to stay? Are you going to
hit?
I'll hit. You got a 9.
15, and I will stay.
Okay, so I have a 10, I have a 16, I busted. So I forgot to put down a die, so I'm just going to hand you that one.
I'll take the 1, I wasn't going to raise you or anything.
Sure. As a dealer, I realize I can't really raise, you have to raise.
Yeah, it's the other one who can raise. But is it before or after you see your cards? Before, I don't know.
No, it's during. So let's say you hit, then you can, it's going to be before you hit.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get your initial hands, you can take a look and you can raise. So,
unless you get a 21.
Yes. So I also know, I don't know if it really does. So doubling down, or at least on the Switch, it told me.
You split the cards, right? Or are you saying splitting?
I don't know. No, not splitting. I don't do that on the Switch. Doubling down is you double whatever your initial hand, your pot is, and I hit you 1 card and that's it.
Okay. I say we don't do that.
Okay, so we're just going to leave it to if you raise, you raise, and if you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you 2 right off the bat. See, I got a 4.
And I'm showing an 8, but I'm dealer this time, so.
Okay, the Knights game is on. It's going to be interesting. The Knights could. You know, I'm not going to talk sports. Usually when I talk sports, people leave at that point, especially on live streams, I realize. Don't know why.
Well, I'm interested.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to hit. I'm going to hit.
He has a 4 showing, and I have given him a 6.
Ooh, I'm going to stay. I should have raised.
I'm guessing he got a 20, but I am stuck at a 17.
Yeah, I got a 20.
Yep.
I should have raised. I should have raised.
Yeah.
Here you go. And we shuffle once more.
Here you go. And now Dominic will be the dealer. I put in a die.
I put in the one die I'm forced to, as I get paid minimum wage to be a dealer here. Here's your 1. Here's my 1. Here's your 2. And here's my 7. What else do I got? Okay, cool.
So I'll definitely want to hit.
Okay, that means he's probably low. He got a 6. He's checking. He's thinking about it. He's going to go with a hit. He got a 3. That busted him? Or is just it's not good enough, but you're too afraid to even hit again?
Yeah, I'm going to stay as it is.
Okay, and I have a 17. So he has a 5, 2, 6, and 3. You do the math at home.
Yeah. 16.
Ah, okay, cool. I win.
I am down to 1 die. Him
to say it before I did the math, just to save my brain power. Not saying I can't do math. I totally could. I was okay in math. I got better in geometry.
Oh, I was terrible at geometry.
That's the only thing I was good at.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know, right? And chemistry. I was good at chemistry. That was a good year for science and math for me.
I was all right. Yeah, I was pretty good at chemistry. I actually enjoyed it in college.
Me too. I hated biology. That I hated.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. Ooh, a queen. Oh, fudge. You have a jack. Oh, wait. I just realized. You're on your last die. I could win it right here. I could get back in this game.
Yeah. So as dealer, do I have to show you this?
Oh, man. I had a 20.
And I had a 21.
Yeah, okay. You know what? There goes me winning this.
So as dealer, did I have to show you that?
I don't know. I'm going to say yes for this just to not give false hope.
We're letting, just in case you wanted to bet against me and lose more.
Because you know what? I was ready to go all in because I had a 20. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win this. He only has the 1. I'll go all in. And then once you said, I have a blackjack, I'm like, well, thank God. And I'm dealer again. I put in my 1. He put in his 1. He has a blank. I have a
I was just moving closer to me.
He has a blank. I have a blank. He has a 5. I have a 9. What could I also have?
So I assume he has a 19 is what I'm supposed to assume at this point. So I'm going to hit.
Yeah, are you going to raise or are you good?
No, I'm going to hit for now.
Okay. He has an 8, which could be 11 or a 1.
Yeah, I'm going to hit.
Okay, he's I know that's a 1. Ooh. And he busted.
No, I did not bust.
What? Okay, you gonna keep going or?
I'm going to stay where I'm at here, but I did not bust.
Okay, well, sorrowful for me because I was stuck at 17.
Ah, we pushed then. 17.
Okay, so we'll reshuffle this hand, and the Avalanche took a 1-0 lead. This is not good. Go Golden Knights.
Well, the Golden Knights definitely have a better name.
They're also from Vegas, so.
Ah.
Yeah, no, good times. They have a 3-2 series lead, so they too could win it on this game.
Ooh.
But I don't want to see a game 7, honestly. Here I want to see a game 5. Well, because I'd rather see the Golden Knights win this and go on to the semifinals. I don't want to see a game 7 where they could potentially lose. Besides, the Golden Knights are at home. Win for your Las Vegas crowd.
That's true. I'm going to Vegas at the end of the year.
Nice.
So we're staying at the Rio, which is like right outside the Raiders' new stadium.
I'm just trying to picture where that is on a map, and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I am going to raise, forcing you to go all in.
So we're both showing 2s.
And now I'm going to hit.
And now he hits. He shows a 7.
Okay.
Currently showing a 9 together.
I'm going to hit one more time. Hopefully this doesn't kill me.
And it kills him.
And it kills me. I had this number of a
22.
22. I just missed it.
So I take his 2 dice.
So he has 4. I have 2.
Putting him on the back foot here.
Thank you. And now I shuffle-ish. I'm trying the Yu-Gi-Oh! Shuffle, but I don't look as cool doing it. But here we go. Blank for you. Blank for me. Here's a 2. Why do I always give you 2s? I feel bad.
It's okay. 2s, 2s are good numbers.
They're good low numbers. Cool. Oh, the game's died. That was fast.
Oh, good for the Knights.
Oh, let me put in my 1.
And I'll put in my 1. I'm going to...
I think you want to hit. Knowing you only got a 2 there. Even if that's a 12 at most. Or a 13 at most, you probably want to hit.
Raise.
Oh, fudge. This is the end for me.
And we want to hit here.
You got a 4. And you want to do what?
I need a hit with this one. And I bust. 23.
Let's go. I had a 15.
I should have just tried to let you bust.
Yeah, because I would have definitely busted.
But 13
turntables have turned.
13s are hard.
It's an interesting one, because if we're playing with like a group of people, that's one where you can kind of mess with people's heads and make them kind of raise and try to make them bust. But since it's just you and me, it's just you versus yourself, basically.
Yeah. And yeah, 13s, while the most of the decks are 10s. So,
yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah, 12s are even worse.
Guapo, what do you see? What do you see, Guapo? I get a blank.
I get a blank. You get a
jack. Ooh, I got jack. I got a
king. But it's all on you.
I'm going to do it on my 1.
And I enter with the 1.
And I'm going to stay. Stand.
All right. So he stays. I'm 14. I'm forced to hit.
I'm 16.
15.
Okay.
22.
Yeah. I was scared at 16, as in this game and in real life. 16 was a week. Actually, I was able to drive and get a job at that time. Man, good times.
16, and I'm a different person than I was back then.
Most definitely for me, too. Also, I don't have that job anymore, nor or that car. That poor Silverado.
All right. Let's need to deal.
Let's do this. You get, let me put in my 1. You have your final 1. This could my be final it. One. Blank for me. That's a 3 for you. Much better than 2. And I got an 8. Sweet. Sweet Jiminy Christmas.
I'm forced to hit.
You don't have to. You could just give up.
I'm forced to hit. No, I'm forced to hit.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is getting worse.
That's 2 A's in a row.
This is getting worse.
You're first to hit.
Yeah, I'm forced to hit. And there you go. I'm busted.
And I had a 8 and a 4, which is a 12. See, terrible. My own math. Let's go. And I won game 3.
I had a 13. Again, unlucky number.
It's when you got the second ace when things were just kind of dead in the water.
Yeah, I was like 6 or below. Kind of. No.
Why didn't you try to like see if I would bust?
I was thinking that you had an 18. Always got to assume that it's a 10 hidden.
That's fair. I knew right off the bat I was kind of dead in the water.
With a 12?
Yeah. But luckily you had one too, and you overreacted.
Yeah.
Hey, add into me. This is a transition.
But the next game is Liar's Dice.
I said this was a transition.
Liar's Dice.
Okay, Liar's Dice is next. So we're still using the die? And it comes down to this. Do I first hit to chess, or do we end it here?
I'm going to go grab another beer. Would you like?
Oh, I'm still working on my first one. Thank you. Appreciate it. Back to transitioning.
Sounds a big boy now.
Yeah, I heard. He's eating burgers now.
Yeah. Do you remember your first burger? I actually do.
I grew up eating tons of foods, including burgers. So honestly, I don't know what my first burger was. I want to say it was something probably either a restaurant or homemade, because I doubt my first burger was McDonald's or Burger King. It could be, but I doubt.
Okay, now to be more specific, I remember my first McDonald's burger.
Oh, okay.
Because my mom, for some reason, she was on like a health kick for the majority of my young life. She never let me have burgers, but she was okay with me having chicken sandwiches and chicken nuggets. But one time, me and Osi were walking around the Concord Mall by ourselves, and he had money on him, and he bought me a Big Mac.
Nice.
Yeah. Or was it a quarter pounder?
I don't remember. Thing. The, it was the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's just with or without the Mac sauce.
Yeah. Like, I can remember, like, shortened burgers, like, I've had for the first time. Like, In-N-Out Burger or a Nation's Burger. I can, like, remember those things. Especially a Nation's Burger. Because my mom... Nations to her is like super greasy, bad for your health, which it is. No offense to Nations, it's still pretty good. But, and I remember my aunt, she was like, "You guys ever try Nations?" I was like, "No, we don't go there." She's like, "Okay, I'm treating you guys to Nations."
I don't go to Nations very much, but my memory of Nations was in high school after like theater productions. For some reason, that was like the
same
place
with,
to go.
Same with my high school. Theater loves Nations. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway. So,
Liar's Dice, you want to explain? Wait, no, we already did explain.
We sort of explained it, but now that we're actually to the game, I will explain it again. We shake dice in a cup and we throw it down, not showing each other what each other has. And we have to guess how many dice are on the table. The other person then has three options to either call it BS, to then raise it, or to then call spot on, which means that it's exactly that number, and that if you call BS or you call spot on, that makes your opponent lose a die, and if you raise it, then the game continues and it passes off to the next person.
See, and I need him to lose all the three dice so I could send this to game five in chess and hopefully win this whole thing and him paying for the barbecue. If not, then I'm just gonna head to Costco right next door.
All right, so let's try this game.
Let's do
some dice shaking.
Throwing it on the table. Oh, wait, I almost revealed it to you. Okay, not bad.
As loser of the game,
you get to...
I will go first. I say there is at least 1-3.
I'm going to call you out on that, saying that's BS.
You don't have a 3?
I don't.
Ah.
I was wondering for you to say ones again, because I was afraid of that.
So, because I lied in the beginning and he called me out, I lose a die. So, I'm down to 2 die, and he has 3.
I feel like if you were a pretty good detective, this would be a fun game just to, like, monitor, like just to watch you and like, see if you have any, like, tics or something about lying.
And now, since I lost... die, I will go again and say I have 1-1.
That's gonna probably be spot on. Why'd your eyebrows move like that? Oh, fudge. Now you're messing with me. I'm gonna keep with saying it's spot on.
All right. So he's saying it's spot on. I have 1-1. So I lose another die.
See, I knew the eyebrows were something, but that was him being more shocked that I was agreeing with him, I believe.
Yeah.
Put that up to the microphone.
As the dice dwindle down, first it makes a different sound.
That's the sound of me almost winning.
And also, I'm at a big disadvantage because he has more information.
In a way. What? Oh, can I reroll?
Yeah, you can reroll that one.
One of my die fell out. The sound of victory. Let me. I don't know if my audio got picked up, but the sound of victory is right here.
All right.
I need to make sure this goes down precisely.
There you go. And as loser, again, I will say I have 1-1.
I doubt that based off that smirk and like the little laughter. You probably should have said there is 1-1 instead of you saying 1-1, so I'm going to say BS.
So there is not 1-1 on the table.
There's no 1 on the table.
There is 1-1.
Well, it's 2-1. That's okay.
You should have trusted me.
You were laughing. It was a giveaway.
Yeah. And then now you can make it.
Now I could lie or tell the truth. Huh, okay. There is 1-5 on the table. Hey, Guapo. Or is that not Guapo?
That is Guapo.
Okay.
Dominic is a truthful person. I believe him. There is spot on for 1-5. So he loses a die. Because he has 1-5.
because he knows I am actually a truthful person. And now this game comes down to this.
We're on to a single die each.
And chess may not happen after all. Interesting.
You make the first choice.
Oh, yeah, because I lost again. How did I have a 3-1 lead and blow it?
Just luck. Just pure luck.
I'm like the Warriors, the Cleveland Indians. Who else? Maybe the Falcons, 38-3. Sports, people.
And just like that, you've lost the audience.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's... I can't say because now it sounds like I'm lying. I'm going to say there's 1-3.
So I trust you, but you know that I trust you, and so I think you're lying. BS.
You're too truthful. I am. I almost gave away because I was ready to say there's 1-4, but I said, I'm like, God, that's not going to work. So I went and switched it back to being truthful.
You got me.
And we're going to game 5. This is going to get interesting. Transitional period as we set up the chessboard.
Yeah. All right. This time I'm playing from the floor.
I'm soon going to be playing on the floor because Guapo is slowly pushing me off. You know what? I'm just going to accept the floor as my new personal space. Whee!
All right. So now we're on game 5. Chess, loser of this, has to buy meat for a barbecue.
Anyone surprised that I made it to game 5? Usually I lose by this point, honestly. There we go.
All right.
And let me move the microphone closer.
And I will start, for I am white.
You're Italian. Let's see. As in most chess games, your first pawn move can be 2. And if you don't know how to play chess, we will slowly teach you as one of us loses.
He starts by moving his one in front of his...
See, I wish we had one of those boards that actually saves the space. Then we could actually tell people, it's like E5 or something like that. You don't have to look it up.
I'll look it up.
You don't have to. I want to move another one of my pawns 2 spaces forward. So the ones from my most left to my most right, I moved 2 forward. The ones that are in front of the what are these?
Rooks. So, A, H.
A, H? No, this is
1,
H.
8.
Okay, so this is 8?
Yeah.
So this is A, 8?
Yep.
So I moved my A, 8.
No, you moved...
my A...
Your A, 7 6. Pawn.
This is 7. No, yeah, no, it was 7 to 5.
Yeah.
To 8, 5, and then I also moved my H, 7 to my H, 5.
The 2 pawns I've moved so far are D and E pawns to 4. D4 and E4, respectively. Cool. And
see, now I want to actually watch people comment in chess mass and see if we were anywhere close to that standard.
Of course we are.
Also, we're not doing that speed thing where like you knock on the little...
Of course we aren't.
I'm curious. There's probably out there on YouTube a speed run of chess against like either a person or an AI.
Mm-hmm.
Probably an AI. That would be how you would do a speed run. See, and then chess
is... There's speed chess, actually, where you have, like, I think a minute to make your move.
That's a lot of time.
Your entire game.
A minute for the entire game?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Something like that. I saw it in Queen's Gambit.
I still need to watch that. I heard it's good.
It's a good show.
Heard it's good. Okay. And I'm going to do this. So, in chess, it's a lot about predicting your opponent's moves like 5 spaces, not 5 spaces, but 5 turns ahead. Well, if you're someone like me, you're just going to move pieces and hope they work out for the best. If you're someone like Gianfranco, you're actually considering what your next move is.
Sort of.
Hmm. I know the horsey goes like an L.
Horsey do.
There we go. And sacrifices need to be made. Oops, sorry. Pardon me, coming through. I killed his
my pawn.
His pawn, but his pawn's about to kill my horsey. But you know what? Sacrifices are made, 1 for 1, eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye.
That's how it be. That's how it do. Move my other horsey.
It doesn't matter who gets blind.
No, you're right. Let's see. Move this here. I moved my rook from A something to A something else.
No, that's no longer. Yeah, no, that is A.
It was in an A, and then I moved it to A something else, and then I moved it to A, B, C, D, E. E6.
So pawn takes
knight. No, I was. See, this is what happens when you don't take good care of your pets. They just end up dying. If this is Instagram account, I forgot their name. I think it's her name. But she makes these really sad comics that are true about like taking care of pets. Because there's a lot of pets, exotic or even domestic, where people just don't take good care of them. Please take care of your pets.
Agreed.
And your pets will take care of you unless you're Guapo, because he literally kicked me off the couch. I am sitting on the floor.
Yeah. You don't take care of him.
This is also another sacrifice move. I'm taking out his bishop from my rook, but his pawn's going to take... Your pawns are pretty strong.
So far, my pawns have taken out his knight. And...
I should have made this move first, taking out a pawn with a pawn. But honestly, be like that sometimes.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do.
See, I think I'm one of those people who, like, I don't predict things that will happen. I'm just going to be like, I'll kill all your men, so it's just our kings versus each other, and see who survives.
Of course. That's how this game is played.
I remember one time, because our thanks, Guapo. I have the couch back, but I'm comfortable. Bye, Guapo. This was back at St. Dominic's. There was chess club, wasn't there? Not really club, but, like, during lunch program.
Yeah. There was a chess club.
I joined it one time. I don't know who I was facing, but I
didn't we? I mean, we've played multiple.
I almost said careers. In our lives, we've played chess multiple times, but I don't think. I just remember this one time in chess club. I've only done it like a couple times. Oh, I thought it was my turn. It's really your turn.
It's my turn.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That I was facing this person, and I knocked him down to where it was checkmate, but I couldn't remember if, for the life of me, I couldn't remember if it was checkmate or not. I'm like, let's just keep playing until we have no one on the board.
You know, blackout.
Basically. Hey, yo, wait a minute. Where'd my pawn go?
What do you mean?
There was one right here on A, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
You monster. You killed him. He had a family.
His family didn't deserve.
Didn't deserve what?
Didn't deserve to live. I'll kill him too.
Oh, no.
And the women and children.
Oh, God, Anakin, don't do it. Let's see. I'm going to do this.
Wait, what? You can't jump over. Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, you can't jump over your pieces.
Well, I knew I could move too.
You
but...
know that.
I know. Sometimes I like to cheat knowing I'm about to fail.
You don't need to fail this game.
Hey, do you think chess got popular? I know it's popular now because of the Queen's Gambit, but popular back in the day when Harry Potter, the first one, the Sorcerer's and the
I'm sure.
Philosopher's Stone came out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Cause that was fun and exciting watching that scene.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I don't like what you're thinking. I'm ready to defend my crown. Okay, you know what? Never mind. Go back. Yeah, run.
I haven't let go of the piece.
Yeah, that is a rule. You can hold on to your piece and move it literally anywhere. But once that... Okay, that's your turn. Once he lets go, it's my turn.
Yep.
This is war, and I'm going to win by any means necessary. I don't care how many people I lose, except for that one pawn I feel guilty for.
He had a family.
I led him astray. Hey! Guess what? The Golden Knights are up 2-1. Let's go.
Go Golden Knights.
You know, to be fair, they probably will hopefully win this game. But by the time this episode comes out, they're hopefully about to win and head to the Stanley Cup Finals. Who knows?
Stanley Cup? Wait, is this hockey?
Yeah. I thought that was obvious based off the fact that Las Vegas only has... No, wait, they have the Raiders. And then the Golden Knights are the hockey team, and that's like the only national teams they have. Wait, no, they have women's basketball, the WNBA. They have Vegas, I want to say Aces, but that seems too on the nose. I'll look this up in a second after my turn. Hey, wait a minute, you monster, another pawn.
By my count, you've taken 3 pawns, and I've only taken 2.
I count that as even. Let's see. Nope, I don't like that. I'm okay with this. That's perfectly legal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where's my phone? I'm going to look up Vegas teams.
But I don't understand.
Whoa. I made a mistake. That was your queen.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was your rook for the longest time. I was so determined, like, he can't attack me here.
I was like, what is his goal?
There is none. I already told you right off the bat. There is no strategy except for kill all...
Destroy all monsters.
Destroy all monsters. Speaking of which, I need to play Monster Hunter. I have the demo on my Switch. I just haven't played it yet.
But okay, I found a new game we should play.
We should play. Okay, we're just gonna quit this podcast right now and just go to recording.
No, okay. I know you came over for Mario today to record that later.
Yeah. We're almost done with that.
I think we should play a different game.
Instead of Mario.
Yeah, because you can't play it online, as far as I can tell.
No,
it's fun game. Not the Mario. Mario we can play online. But I want to play a different game today.
Oh, that's not online.
That's not online.
Okay, that makes sense. I was like, we can play Mario both off and online.
Yeah, but Mario, we were doing fine by playing it online. This game, I just played it today on someone else's Switch. It's called Overcooked.
I have played it.
I've only played like 2 or 3 levels, but it's a lot of fun.
It is. It's so much fun. Did you play the first one or the sequel?
I played the first one, but I was thinking of just getting the sequel and we could play that.
Yeah, we could do that. I've played up the first one up to like the last level because I was playing it with my brothers and Xavier. And ever since the pandemic, we haven't played it together in so long.
Okay, so I think we should play that game.
So the sequel, though.
Yes.
Okay, because I want to finish the first one, though. But you did your move by killing one of my peeps,
Bishop,
because I was clueless. I wasn't paying attention who your queen was. That's disrespectful of me.
My queen.
And I'm going to do this awesome move. There we go.
I was going to say sick nasty.
Thanks. I moved my rook from H to G. Wait, okay. No. Yeah, no, it's G.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not an idiot, people. I know what I'm doing. It's just, it's a stressful situation. See, now I know I can do this, and you can't do anything about it. Oh, no.
My lack of brain.
What are you thinking? I'm gonna do this. Hey, wait a
That's
minute.
That's a pawn.
That is? Sorry, the pawns and the bishops are eerily similar, minus the fact that bishops have that little bishop thing.
Yeah, they just have one more ring.
Yeah. For all of you not knowing this, we're playing on this kind of marble-ish chessboard with these, not ceramic, but...
They're basically ceramic.
Ceramic chess pieces. Oops.
What is this?
That's my bishop.
Part of this bishop.
No, that's my other bishop. Twice. It's a zombie bishop.
I had to take him twice.
One of my bishops were broken, so I thought I could be clever and just put the other half on the field and be like, he's still here.
No,
he's with us in person. He risen from the dead.
And dead again.
Yeah, see, no zombie bishops in this game. I almost did the same thing I did with this pawn. I was ready to move it again.
You're like, perfect timing.
This is why I shouldn't drink. There you go. Come at me, boy.
Will do.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. That's not threatening anything right now at the moment. So
I'm threatening.
Huh?
I thought that was a pawn. man, this is...
I also had the...
Man!
The knight.
The knight could have killed him too. But this is not looking good for me being the winner of this. But you know what? Crazier things have happened. I'm going to...
Yeah, you're winning in terms of how many pawns you have.
No. I'm going to do this. Now what are you going to do? I have you surrounded. Son of a gun. See, now imagine if I could hop over.
Right? That would be great.
But I can't. There we go. Fell over, but I'm doing the Lord's work.
The Lord's work. Exactly. Oh no, what am I going to do? Pawn for pawn.
Yep. Wait, hold on.
That's a bishop.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I thought I was going to be clever with something, but I realized my plan wasn't really going to work. Yeah, I killed the queen. Well, technically she fell over, but that's okay. She's back up.
She's back up. How does she get up when she's like 90?
She's 90?
I don't know.
Your queen old. My queen young. My queen 60.
Oh, wow.
She a boss. This?
So, I don't know if you remember this from chess club, but the king can go over here, and the rook can go over here. And that's called castling.
See, remember when you said I couldn't cheat, so this is okay with you?
Nope, can't do that.
I just wanted to see.
It only happens on when there's nothing in between the castle and the rook. Oh no.
Take out your knight.
Why did I not see this?
Oh, my foot fell asleep. Help me.
Check.
Let's just get this over with.
Trade king queen for queen.
They're both out, and I just moved my king over here.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't matter how old our queens were, they both died.
They both died a grisly death.
They did. Grizzly?
Grizzly.
Okay. Yeah, my queen was a grizzly. And then I'll do this. And then you'll do that. And I'll do this.
And then you'll do I'm going to trade bishop for pawn. A pawn.
See, Captain America says we don't trade lives. When it comes to my people, we trade lives very much.
All right.
It's your turn
because
you killed and then I killed.
Can't. You have one move. There you go.
Cool. Is that checkmate?
It's not checkmate.
Oh, wait, hold on. I can do this.
There you go.
It's going to be checkmate in like 2 turns, huh?
Maybe.
Do we really have to drag this out?
Yes. Because actually, no.
You don't want the queen.
I don't want the queen yet.
Okay.
Because that actually wouldn't be checkmate. Even if you don't have any moves, that's actually called a draw.
Oh, so we tied.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I can't get that yet. I have to instead.
Do what? What are you going to do? You can't.
I free your piece.
See, my little pawn's thinking, hooray, I'm free, but eventually it's going to die. Now you want the queen.
Yeah.
This is my queen. Where's your queen?
McQueen. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for stealing my queen.
There you go. And now you have options of what to move. No, you can't move there.
Why can't I suicide?
Can't. And, checkmate.
And just like that. Hey, the good news is I brought it to game 5, people.
You brought it to game 5.
Oh, jeez.
You won blackjack and Liar's Dice.
I was surprised I won that. I was not expecting to win Liar's Dice.
Very commendable. You kicked my butt in the beginning.
I thought I was going to sweep. And then I knew once this was going to get the chess, it was going to be challenging. So I knew I had to BS my way through this. Didn't work.
Well, I was just luck that I won rock, paper, scissors, and tic-tac-toe.
That's fair. That is.
Maybe not tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. There is some strategy.
Yeah.
But rock, paper, scissors was pure luck. And the fact that you won in 2 games. Like, you just swept.
I just swept that one.
But I mean, with rock, paper, scissors, like it's always common knowledge to go rock first.
Is it? I don't know.
I thought growing up it was.
Either way. handshake.
We're fully good vaccinated.
Games. Good games.
Oh, by the way, so this is the first time in season two that I've actually had someone live.
Oh.
So thank you for coming on in person. Well, thank you for letting me into your house in person.
It's not no problem. I'm it's glad a lovely you can come place. Over. This is my new house. Got it in January, February. And so it's his first time coming over because, you know, vaccine.
Yeah. And still stay safe and everything.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming on again. And I can't wait for us to do something cooler or something as cool as this for season three.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to catch more of me and John Franco, go to my YouTube channel. It's just my name, Dominic Rocha. And check out our Let's Plays, Loading Player 2. I also have Kyle and Jessica on there. Sometimes Matthew, once the Blue Moon Christopher, but mostly it's John Franco and I. And we play Mario, except for today. We're going to be playing something different.
We're gonna be chefs in the kitchen.
So, yeah. That's
it for today.
Yeah, bye.
All right, goodbye.
You don't have to clap.
Huh?